ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 बलि महाराज सरेंडर्स हिज लाइफ टेक्स्ट 3। विभेमिनाहं निर्यात्पदोच्युत न पाशबन्धाद् व्यसनाद् दुरत्ययात् नैवार्थकृच्छ्राद् भवतो विनिग्रहात् असाधुवादान् वृषम् उद्विजे यथा। Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. I do not fear being deprived of all my possessions, living in hellish life, being arrested for poverty by the ropes of Varuna, or being punished by you, as much as I fear of defamation. Purport. Although Bali Maharaj fully surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could not tolerate being defamed for cheating a Brahmana Brahmachari. Being quite alert in regard to his reputation, he thought deeply about how to prevent being defamed. The Lord therefore gave him the good counsel to prevent defamation by offering his head. A Vaishnava does not fear any punishment. Narayana para sarve na kutaschana bibhyati. Bhagavatam 6th canto 17.28. Om Ajnanate. Hare Krishna. So today we are discussing the Bali Maharaj surrenders his life to Vamandev, and here he expressing his fear of being defamed for not being able to fulfill his promises to Vamandev. Generally in this world, people are running after fame. First we look forward to our sensual comfort. Then one has enough of it, he looks forward that he is established as a nice, famous, popular person in the society. That's the general trend. Therefore, there may be very big businessmen with a lot of money, but if they don't have education or they don't have good culture, they lack to present themselves as a famous personality in society. So sometimes then the fame, lack of fame, makes them feel sad about their own life, although they have money. So that is a general materialistic trend to acquire fame. But Bali Maharaj also here is afraid of losing his fame, but not in that particular way. As a general person sees or perceives fame in this world, he is afraid because he has promised something to the Supreme Lord, Vamandev, who has appeared as a Brahmana Brahmachari. So he said, I have promised to such a nice person, who is a pious person, if I am not able to fulfill my promise, then my fame will be questioned, or my integrity will be questioned. A few days back, Brajavir Prabhu was giving a very nice Bhagavatam class, Sunday morning. I was in kitchen, so I couldn't hear it fully, but some devotees are telling me, he spoke about integrity. He said that if somebody is to, he said like this, there's a difference between integrity and honesty. Both are good qualities. Honesty means we have done something and we admit it. And integrity means we prevent something wrong being happening in the future. That's integrity. He was saying, to say what you have done or to say what you do is honesty. And to do what you say, that is integrity. So here the devotees especially are very, very much afraid to lose their integrity. So although apparently Vamandev cheated Bali Maharaj by expanding his legs into the outer space, the whole structure of universe is given in that sense. How this universe is actually like a, it's called Brahmanda. Brahmanda means Brahma's egg. It is sometimes Prabhupada writes like that in purport. So it is not, so many scientists are speculating about the structure of universe in so many different ways. This Big Bang and so many theories are there to speculate about the structure of universe. But Krishna has designed the universe in such a way that within the structure is giving many, many models. Like for example, chicken egg. You know, take it, don't eat it. And you look at the egg, there is a hard shell over it, and inside there is some water, liquid elements, there is some air, there is one living entity, that is the chicken, and there are many other living entities also, some bacteria, so many things. So this small egg shows a model of entire universe. So if you study Srimad Bhagavatam, the structure of universe is given in a similar way. This world is a dark place, actually. Inside egg, there is no light. Similarly, there is no light. Therefore, we need sun and moon, which gives some partial illumination here, sometime. Otherwise, it is a dark place. So, Vamandev, by stretching his leg, he actually cracked open the shell of the egg. And from outside, when Mahavishnu is lying in the spiritual world, the water actually enters from outside. That just we get Ganges, Mother Ganges. Anyway, that is, so Brahmandev cheated. He cheated Bali Maharaj, but Bali Maharaj does not want to cheat Brahmandev. So when Krishna performs something, the devotee also cannot rebel and say, I also want to cheat him. That is not the mood of devotee. He is happy being cheated by the Lord and he surrenders. So what he is afraid here, ironically, is that I don't want to lose my fame for losing my vow to the Lord. So I was thinking what to speak on this verse and cracking my head, and not a big scholar or whatever. And my reading is very meagre, you know, very small. But one hour Brahmachari approached me on his own and he brought some commentaries by Sridhar Swami, Vishnu Chakra Swami, you know. So it was very wonderful and I thought I will discuss them. So just on its own, he just came up unto me and just told, these are the commentaries by Sridhar Swami. Don't expect that I speak the same thing every time I speak here. But this is a very nice discussion, purports by Sridhar Swami. Actually, Prabhupada writes in the purport about this particular aspect of defame, being unfamous. And Sridhar Swami, Vishnu Chakra Thakur Pad Swami also discuss in the same line, picking this from this verse. So it says, Apad Arthe, Sridhar Swami says, there is a verse, it's like a moral, or it can be spiritual also. Apad Arthe Dhanam Rakshet, Dharan Rakshet Dhanirapi, Atmanam Satatam Rakshet, Dharirapi Dhanirapi. What does it mean? Apad Arthe means for the future time when there may be some difficulty, one should save money, Dhanam Rakshet. One should save money for rainy days. You know? That's the story is ants and what that grasshopper story. So one should save money for the rainy days. Dharan Rakshat Dhane Rapi. And one should protect his wife at the cost of money. One should not think about money. Suppose wife is diseased, needs hospital, and admission in hospital, one should not try to protect his money, let her suffer. Not like that. One should give away money. Or one should not expect money at the cost of one's wife's prestige. Like long back, I saw some clip of a Hollywood movie. It was nominated for Oscar Award. What the theme was, two friends were there. One is very rich guy, and the other is just mediocre banker or something like that. And he had a very nice wife, just married. And they are sitting together. He invited them for a party because he got married. And in the course of their talk, he was saying, actually, with money, I can do anything. And this friend said, come on, money cannot buy anything. Then he took that challenge. He said, well, if I give you $1 million just for one night with your wife, what do you think you will do? And he was serious. This guy was shocked. $1 million. So he remained silent. You know, it is said that silence is a sign of yes, positive. And his wife got disturbed. And the whole movie goes, he's thinking what to do. The movie goes like that. Anyway, we're not into that. The point is, the money can corrupt. And here, but the Sridhar Swami is explaining, one should let the money go and protect one's wife. And then the next line is very interesting. It says, Atmanam satatam rakshet. One should protect oneself, satatam, every time. Dare rapi, dhane rapi, even at the cost of wife and wealth. So one may be thinking this is too selfish, isn't it? For protecting one's own self, one should let go one's wife and money. In one sense, if you see, if I am able to protect myself, then only I will be able to protect others. If I am not protecting myself, how can I protect others? That is general common sense logic. If somebody is, like Prabhupada gives the example, somebody is bound, then how can he release others? So if I am bound, first I should try to get help to get released myself. And when I am released from the bondage of this world, then I can help others to be released from bondage of other world. Otherwise, no need to worry about these things. That is one way. But the other way indeed is, Atmanam also means for spiritual cause. Spiritual cause means, like we have many examples in Shastra where one gives up his family life, wife, especially wife, and children, home, country, for the sake of self-realization. And such things are always glorified. It is never said that why he left. Like nowadays people ask these questions. How could you leave your parents and all these things? Not understanding the value and importance of spiritual life. Not understanding the importance of self-realization. So you see, in South India, Sripada Ramanacharya appeared, a very, very prominent Vaishnava Acharya in Sri Sampradaya. He's the most prominent Acharya. He is incarnation of Anasya himself. And he was living as a householder with wife, young Brahman. She's a Brahmani, very nice cultured family. But the problem was, she was too cultured. She was attached to so many rituals that she started making distinctions between different hierarchy of Brahmanas and started committing offense to Vaishnavas who are surrendered to Krishna completely. Those who are surrendered to Krishna completely, Vaishnava, this would always be respected by all class of people. But she was kind of offending, and it was too much for Ramanujacharya. So he tricked and sent her to her parents' house, and while she was away, he took sannyas. Left wife. So one way think, how could he do that? Nowadays, in modern days, people think like that. But actually, Ramanujacharya is glorified by all the sadhus for this act. In fact, there is no information, but we are sure his wife must also be respecting and offering glories to him during those times for his kind of smart act, you know. And we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, this description of Brahmana Patnis come. They are housewives of Brahmin class of people. And these Brahmanas are conducting this Karma Kanda Yajna for some fruitive activity or whatever. But Krishna asked for some food. They are hungry. Krishna and Kavatbhaja are hungry. So when the Kavatbhaja approach, they rejected. They say, this is for Vishnu. Not understand Vishnu and Krishna are not different. But the simple ladies who have heard about Krishna as the Supreme Lord, who have accepted with faith and conviction and love, they immediately brought all the food items which are meant for Yajna to Krishna and his friends. So in one sense, they rejected their husbands. That is also glorified. Ramanujacharya rejected his wife, glorified for self-realization and for spreading of Krishna consciousness. And here, the ladies, they left their husband. That is also glorified. So when one goes for spiritual self-realization with responsibility, even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his wife in one sense, Vishnupriya. But the cause is different. Vishnupriya is very, very divine, auspicious, having all good qualities, always served Mahaprabhu with best possible. She's Lakshmi personified, Lakshmi herself. So there was no reason for Mahaprabhu to give up or took sannyas. But he did so to save the people who were envious of him. That is Mahaprabhu's compassion. Because if he takes sannyas, everybody would welcome and respect him. In that way, they would accept whatever teaching he is going to give. Therefore, he took sannyas. So, in this, there are various examples in the Shastra where it is explained how Atmanam Satat Rakshat Dare Rapi Dhane Rapi. Srila Swami quotes this verse. Then, he is kind of entering into the fast time where Bali Maharaj is there, Bamandev is there, entire thing is happening, he is bound up. And in between, Sridhar Maharaj is asking question to Bali Maharaj. No, these acharyas, they are so experts, so powerful. They can enter into the pastime and give us more from those pastimes. It's like live commentary. So he's saying to Bali Maharaj, according to these words, like apadarthe dhanam rakshat, according to the verse, the following, the above verse, O Bali, you are surrendering everything, leaving the fear of yourself. You have surrendered everything, you have no fear. Then for what you are fearing or afraid? So he's asking. So Vali Maharaj is saying, Asadhu Vadat, I am afraid of defamy. Not that from death even. Even death I don't care, but defamy I care. I'm afraid. Asadhu Vadat means people will speak ill of me. Sadhu means very nice. No? He says, sadhu, sadhu. Very nice, well spoken. Or well behaved. Asadhu means opposite, contradictory. Asadhu bada. People will speak ill about me. And why he is afraid of these things? Because once a person in a very leadership position, if he sets a wrong example, people will take that as a cue. That's what happens in India. Because so many people take to saffron robes of sadhu, but do not behave at all, so people lose faith in the scripture religion altogether. And when they see some person who is genuine, they cannot make out, or they lack interest in such things. Even Prabhupada says the same thing, that when he was young, he would not go to any sadhus because he saw so many cheaters like that. So when he was called for meeting with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he was a little reluctant to go. But finally when he met him, he understood he is a genuine sadhu, immediately surrendered. So, he is saying, similarly, Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur also, he is asking a question to Pali Maharaj. He is saying, is it so that because of fear of the shackles of Varuna or fear of hell, you are surrounding surrendering your complete self? Is it because of death? Is it because of the ropes of Varuna that you are afraid and therefore you are surrendered to Krishna, surrendered to Vamandev? Then he says, no, I am not fear of all these things. Only thing I am fear is defamy. I don't want to be a cheater towards the devotees of the Lord and brahmacharis, Vaidhi, and be criticized by Vaishnava Samaj. So any person who is in a position, let us say position, it is said that he should be free from criticisms. If he is not free from criticism, like here, previously, I don't know nowadays what happens, long back, some 20, 25 years back, I would read newspaper, and sometimes the chief minister, prime minister will be condemned by some party. And after condemning, they would demand, you should resign now. So I was thinking, they're condemning, but why they're demanding resign? Because if you are not fit, if you are not exemplary, then better resign. But he would not resign. They would never resign. But previously, they would actually resign. Some fault is found with them, say, okay, I give up. So here, Bali Maharaj is expressing similar fear. And there are so many examples. So I'll just quote one more. Nowadays, this Rath Yatra is coming up in Jagannath Puri in a few days. And we'll see how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his attempt to set very, very high standard ideal example, would behave. And he himself also feared defamy. It is explained that when he was proposed that he should meet the king of Orissa, Pratap Rudra, he actually spoke against it. He said, I cannot meet. So this is the pastime which I would like to describe a little bit. Although I don't have qualification, Gopinath Prabhu sitting, permission. Madan Gopal Prabhu, exalted devotees are sitting, I have no qualification. And these pastimes are very sublime, very powerful. So, very difficult to speak actually. So I need your blessings so that I can try to speak a little bit. And because Rath Yatra is coming, in one place Kaviraj Goswami says, of course, he is exalted Vaishnava and his humility is very, very true. He is saying, I don't have any qualification to speak these pastimes of Mahaprabhu, but because I am very greedy, I want to speak nevertheless. Like that he is saying. So I am humble nor I am greedy. But still, these pastimes are nice to whatever extent I understand. So Mahaprabhu takes sannyas, as I said. He took sannyas and came to Jagannath Puri on the request of his mother. He took sannyas in January, exactly 500 years back. And in February, March, he was in Puri. And there he attended Dola Yatra. Then after that, he delivered Sarvam Bhattacharya on heart of everyone in Jagannath Puri. Because of his all sublime qualities, saintly qualities, he owned everybody's heart. Everybody was happy to have him in Puri. And suddenly decides to go to South India. So in that very year, before the Rath Yatra even begins, he left for South India to preach. And while he was away in South India, Sarvam Bhattacharya spoke to king. He was speaking to king because he was the priest of the king, very, very big scholar. He was guru of the gurus those days. And he was speaking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the king. And when the king heard about this description about Mahaprabhu, he developed a desire to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he requested Sarvam Bhattacharya, when Mahaprabhu returns to Puri, kindly arrange a meeting with the Lord. Sarvam Bhattacharya, I'll try my best. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to South India, again returns after 1 year. And when he returns, he reached Alaranath and then sent his servant, Kala Krishna, ahead and to tell devotees that I have returned. So he comes and informs Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees. Sarvam Bhattacharya also hears. And they all become very happy and can come running towards Alaranath to receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was a big reunion. Everybody was extremely happy. Then Mahaprabhu takes darshan of Jagannath and he performs kirtan. That kirtan was very wonderful because after such a long time they meet each other. The kirtan was very, very powerful. And that atmosphere was surcharged with happiness. And then Sarvam Bhattacharya invites Mahaprabhu for lunch to his house. And all night long these devotees sit with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he narrates his visit or his tour to South India to all these devotees. All night long they keep speaking about it. And next day morning, Sarvam Bhattacharya is asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I have a request to you. I am afraid of asking this question, but if you give permission, I will ask it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, there is no need to fear, you can ask. But if it is good, I will accept it. But if it is bad, I will reject it. So he says straightforward. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya says, please, this King Pratap Rudra is a great devotee. He has great love for you. He likes to meet you. Then as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears it, he closes his ears with his hands and says, how can you say like that? I am a sannyasi. I am not supposed to say any materialistic person. He is a king. What will people speak about me? Actually, in later somewhere he says, Rajara milane vikshura dui lokanas, paraloka rahu loke kare upahas. He says, if a mendicant, like sannyasi, meets a king, this world and the next world are both destroyed for the mendicant. Indeed, what is there to say of the next world? In this world only, people will joke if a sannyasi meets a king. He says, what to speak of my next life or next world and this world, my life. Even people in this world will joke about me if I meet a sannyasi. Those are the standards those days. Very, very strict standards of varnasram principles. So he says, I cannot do it. Then the devotees, like Ramananda Rai, he spoke to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my lord, you are the supreme independent personality. You are the supreme lord. So why are you afraid of fame and unfame? Nothing affects you. Just like Bhavan Devi cheated Bali Maharaj. So he will not be unfamous for that. You know, although he cheated. Or Krishna, he steals yogurt. Because he is stealing, he will not be unfamous. He will be famous only. His fame only increases. Therefore he says, you are supreme lord, because he has already seen, Ramananda Rai already has witnessed the supreme Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's supreme divine form of Radha Krishna. He already witnessed it. Says, you are supreme lord. What is the problem on your part? There is no defame can touch you. Then the Mahaprabhu says, I am not the supreme personality of Godhead, but an ordinary human being. So he came as a devotee. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the supreme lord himself, but he was playing the role of devotee. So therefore, he denies. He says, I am a devotee. Therefore, I fear public opinion. Just like Bali Maharaj. Because he is a devotee. Devotee should always be afraid of losing their integrity. Then he says very emphatically, that as soon as general public finds a little fault in the behavior of a sannyasi, they advertise it like wildfire. Little mistake they see, they advertise it like wildfire. Everybody talks about it. A black spot of ink cannot be hidden on a white cloth. It is always very prominent. So therefore he says, I cannot meet it. He rejects. But then the devotees, they try to explain that actually, although he is a king, but he is a nice person, he loves you. He is very eager to see you. Kindly give your audience. Mahaprabhu says, no. If you tell me again, I will leave this place. Leave Puri. So after 1 year of traveling, he has returned and they have just meeting him. There's so much of happiness, so much of bliss to have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is saying, I will leave if you say like this. And then the news is spread to West Bengal. Some devotees went to West Bengal, spoke about Mahaprabhu's return. And scores of devotees, hundreds of devotees, they are coming to Puri just to see Mahaprabhu. And the whole atmosphere was surcharged with happiness. And there is every day darshan, kirtan, mahaprasad. And then Snan Purnima comes. The day when Lord Jagannath takes his yearly abhishek outside and visible to the public. An open pandal, and after that, of course, we know the whole pastime, he falls sick, and then Lord Jagannath goes to the resting in his seclusion. And Mahaprabhu, because he feels separation from Jagannath, he goes to Alaranath again, to be with Alaranath, a deity of Jagannath only, in 400 form. So when he reaches there, then the news comes that all these devotees are coming from Bengal. Sarvam Bhattacharya goes to Mahaprabhu, says, so many devotees are coming, why don't you come back to Puri? So because devotees are coming, Mahaprabhu again comes back to Puri. And the king gets this news, he also comes to Puri. He asks Sarvam Bhattacharya what happened. He says, no, it is not possible. Mahaprabhu denies straight. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya feels very bad. He speaks, he laments like anything. He says, there is no use of my life. The Mahaprabhu has appeared as Patita Pavan. He says he has to come to deliver all the fallen people, but only exception of one person, that is me. Except one king named Pratapudra, he has come to deliver everyone. So he was feeling very bad. So therefore that song was Mosama Patita Prabhu Napaivayar. Although he is very qualified, but he feels very fallen. Similarly, every devotee feels in that way. So he is lamenting very badly, but when Sarvam Bhattacharya sees his love, he says, because you have love, and because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is purchased only by love, therefore he cannot resist you. One day he is going to accept it. Then he gives a full plan in Rath Yatra, how you should approach him, how you should massage or sing him, and all these things. He gives all the plan spontaneously there. But anyway, the king nevertheless doesn't get any audience. Mahaprabhu rejects. Then Ramananda Rai comes from South India. He meets the king. He says, I want to retire from the governorship and I want to join Mahaprabhu. The king becomes very happy. We know the story. Although king is not getting an audience here, Ramananda Rai, who is also like a king, governor is almost a king, he is given complete, constant association by Mahaprabhu. That is very difficult to understand, but that's how it happened. So instead of envying Ramananda Rai, he is very happy. That shows his exalted qualities. So the king, he was happy that Ramananda Rai is getting audience of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu constantly. So he gives his permission. On the other hand, if you see, when Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were also prime minister, finance minister. They were working under Nabab Bhushan, a Muslim king. When they wanted retirement from the king and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nabab Bhushan refused. In fact, he tried to capture them and put them in jail. That shows he was interested in himself, not in the welfare of people. So here Ramananda Rai says, I want to go. Pratapudra says, you go. And I give full pension, full salary. Don't have to work anything. No responsibility as a king. But he becomes responsible as a spiritual leader. So Ramananda Rai comes again and speaks to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again, glorifying Pratapudra. Oh, what a nice king he is. In fact, he says frankly, Sarvam Bhattacharya was reserved. He was little, afraid to speak. But Ramananda Rai is more, flow is very fast. So he speaks very frankly that please sow your lotus feet to the king at least once. He says like that. But Mahaprabhu rejects. Then Nityananda Prabhu suggests, okay, why don't you send one of your cloth to the king? He gives a patch-up solution. And the first installment of mercy goes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, Gaurang Prabhu was speaking this past time in Badrinath when we were there, like few weeks back. So it was like Himalayan mountains and we were trekking for long, long kilometers distance, in the icy mountains. And there you require a lot of patience to go on walking in the same hills. And the goal is there to reach Vyas Gufa or to reach Mukchukunda Gufa. But you kept walking. Patience is required. And he was saying, Maharaj Pratapudra is resembling this virtue of patience. So you can see in the Puri, everybody is happy. All the devotees are happy. So many devotees are coming. And when all the devotees from Bengal came, Pratapudra was standing on the terrace of his palace and Gopinath Acharya is introducing so many devotees. I'll just read out the names of these devotees. It's interesting actually. He says, he is asking, who is this very effulgent personality? He says, he is Advaita Acharya. is honored even by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is therefore the topmost devotee. Here are Sivas Pandit, Vakrashwar Pandit, Vidyanidhi Acharya and Gadadhar Pandit. Here are Acharya Ratna, Pundarik Pandit, Gangadas Pandit and Sankar Pandit. Here are Murari Gupta, Pandit Narayan and Haridas Thakur, the deliverer of all universe. Here is Hari Bhatta and there is Narasimhananda. Here are Vasudev Datta and Sivananda Sen. Here are Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh. They are three brothers and their Sankirtan, congregational chanting, please the Lord very much. Here is Raghav Pandit, here is Nandan Acharya, there is Sriman Pandit, there is Srikant, Narayan. This is describing unlimited names. And so many devotees have come to see Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu met them, talked to them very lovingly, embraced his devotees again and again, and all of them were in bliss. But one person there in the whole assembly, the king, although he is a king, he is in a very, very sad situation. That he is not able to see the king, see Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu was, and all these pastimes are happening. Kaviraj Goswami so nicely blend this Beda Kirtan pastimes, then Gundicha Marjan pastimes, Rathayatra pastime. Everything is happening one after other. Mahaprabhu is releasing whole pastime with all his devotees. Kirtan, Darshan, Mahaprasad. Whereas the king is left aside. And all the devotees, throughout these pastimes, they are also expressing their how they feel that the king is not able to meet. Of course, just to set good example, Mahaprabhu rejects, being afraid of unfamous or losing fame of character and integrity. So later, of course, because the king's surrender was genuine, Mahaprabhu starts giving, like I said, it is explained how his cloth was sent by Nityananda Prabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Pratap Rudra Maharaj's son. It is said the son lives through his father, or father lives through his son, sorry. So he met his son, gave his mercy to him. And finally, Pratap Rudra approached as a mendicant in a very simple dress and glorified the Lord in various different ways. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him also. So in this way, the whole pastime is in very detail. And we can read it because Rathayatra is coming and release all these pastimes and enrich our spiritual life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Any comments, bro? Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Tagore Premanande. Hare Krishna.